So it's one of my usual late night audio boo semi rants. It's not actually going to be a rant. Tonight, seeing as I'm off to the woods just south of Oxfordshire tomorrow, I said goodbye in an alcoholic fashion to a friend, Dominic Laycock, the lead developer at The Economist, who's moving to New York. And I always find it very hard to tear myself away, but I was in a bar, a Brazilian bar in Soho, and I live in Reigate in Surrey, so I had to, otherwise I'd never get home, never get back to work. But we had a laugh, man, and we spoke to some fantastic people. And what threw it into context for me, as a man, as a Homo sapiens, as a grown man apparently, it's starting to rain, was the journey home as usual. And I watched some men in suits, one hanging from the carapace, one hanging from the top of the station thing. Right, regroup, Dave. With his arm hanging through the... Jesus, someone help me out. Hanging onto the strap and nodding while his friends ribbed him mercilessly. All wearing suits, talking office politics, talking about their small office they work in, their common frame of reference, which is barbarity, winding each other up, laughing. The man who's obviously unhappy, he's had too much to drink, can barely see. I like drinking, but I don't like being blind drunk. I like that point where you feel the doorways are open and you can tell stories. But hey, so I don't know how to explain it. I've always, as usual, always going through this massive existential crisis in my head, which I should learn to mute, about the fact that my head is plugged into the cosmos and grammar and language, and if I'm doing anything or talking to anyone who doesn't understand that, it's a waste. It's wrong. I had conversations with people from a frame of reference, it's very unfamiliar to me. And some girl I work with's boyfriend turned up and told me what he does. He's a tester for Google, yada yada. But it struck me that London is a real curse for me. Tomorrow, tonight, I have to go home, pack my bag, stick blades and lighting material and what have you into it, because I'm going straight from work down to Oxfordshire to hang in a tree all night and then forage my ass off the next day. And that's so good for the soul, man. If I didn't have that, I would flip. Anyway, I've got to go. Battery's running low. Got to phone a cab. Wherever you are, peace. Don't settle for the mediocre.